I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Flooding in Mozambique could worsen as the rainy season gets underway. It's already displaced more than 87,000 people in the Zambezi River Valley. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says it's affected them indirectly as well.
Our international technical project coordinator was supposed to fly into Mozambique, and the airplanes that he was to use, operated by Mercy Air, had been set aside because they were involved in doing survey work and relief work for the flooding in the northern part of Mozambique.
Dudenhofer says their project will face slight delays. He urges prayer for the affected ministries. Next, in Ghana, students at Oasis International Training Center are spreading the word. Oasis's Ambrose Brennan says of an advanced student whom we'll call Joseph.
He's taking the scriptural knowledge he's gaining here and he's spreading it to a community that's next to Prom Prom. So we see the effects of our Bible teaching reaching out into other communities.
Joseph says biblical discussions helped him build his relationship with the Lord. Often students who come only for computer or accounting classes end up enrolling in Bible courses. And Living Water International loses a good friend and co-founder. Harry Westmoreland went home to be with the Lord February 16th from complications of heart surgery at age 65. Westmoreland's passion for providing clean water and living water to the poorest of people was ignited after a mission trip to Kenya in 1990. Today, LWI has completed 4,000 projects in 21 countries. Instead of flowers, the family asks that friends honor him through his memorial fund. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features songs like Enough and How Great Is Our God and 13 others. You can get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.